USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United States has reported nearly 200,000 new coronavirus cases in a single day. About 195,000 new cases were reported on Friday, a new single-day high. That pushed the seven-day average of new cases to over 166,000. The U.S. has now passed 12 million total coronavirus cases since the beginning of the pandemic. Dr. Amish Adelja is a senior scholar at the Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security, and he tells CBS News that the reason the U.S. is having such a hard time clamping down on the pandemic is a lack of infrastructure surrounding testing.
We have to be able to test ourselves almost on a daily basis, maybe even at home. We brush our teeth, test ourselves, and know what we can do that day. We can't do in November in the United States what Taiwan, South Korea could do in March. So this really is the reason why we're seeing these surges, and then you have pandemic fatigue on top of that.
This is USA Radio News.
Could an ancient mystery be determining the events of our time? Could it reveal the secret of our future? Are recent events a warning that we are approaching judgment? How much time do we have left? Author Jonathan Cahn releases the book that reveals what could not be revealed until now. His newest New York Times bestseller, The Harbinger 2, The Return, embark on an epic journey to uncover the mysteries and revelations that are changing the world and will change your life. Available online and wherever fine books are sold.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Georgia's governor is calling for another hand recount of votes in the presidential election in his state. Governor Brian Kemp called on election officials to run another audit where the signatures on absentee and mail-in ballots are focused on and not just the ballots themselves. It's part of a larger push to continue investigating allegations of voter fraud in several states. Trump senior campaign advisor Kayleigh McEnany says the courtroom is where these claims will ultimately be borne out. She tells Fox News that recent successes in Pennsylvania show the way to present these challenges.
In Pennsylvania, I've made the case about the equal protection claim where voters in Democrat counties got to cure their ballots, but not in Republican counties. Well, in fact, in a court yesterday, a Commonwealth court in Allegheny County, there was a suit by a third party brought in. They won on the grounds of equal protection. Of course, it's going to go up to the Pennsylvania Supreme Court where it's Democrat, and they will reject it. But we've got to continue fighting this. The federal courts are the path, and hopefully up to the Supreme Court, because voter fraud is real, and they seized on a pandemic and created an electoral epidemic.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
New regulations have been introduced by the Trump administration to lower prices for prescription drugs. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has the details.
Among the new regulations is the elimination of the middleman called pharmacy benefit managers, who some claim reduce the price of prescriptions, while others say these people are making a fortune. Dr. Merrill Matthews is the resident scholar at the Dallas Area Institute for Policy Innovation.
There are middlemen there who negotiate with the pharmaceutical companies, negotiate big discounts, pass some of those discounts on to consumers and patients, but they keep a lot of that money, and he's trying to get that middleman out of there and pass those savings on to individuals.
When Mr. Trump took office, he said he was going to lower out-of-pocket expenses for Americans. I'm John Clemens.
And do you have questions on preparing your turkey to top your Thanksgiving table? From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, Tim Berg tells us the Font of Turkey Knowledge is open for business.
Just ahead of Thanksgiving, the Butterball Turkey line is ready to help. The line has been around since the 1980s, and the most common question they get is how long it takes to defrost a turkey, which the professionals say is 24 hours for every 5 pounds, and to thaw it in the fridge. Anyone planning to cook a turkey who has questions can call the hotline at 1-800-288-8372. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.